Around 20 people with Partnership for a Stronger Economy gathered to hear business people like Jim Ward describe his high-tech company. 50 computer and engineering-related employees make geographic information systems at Applied Data Consultants.
We've been told that we're sort of maps on steroids. We do a lot with Google and different things on the web.
Ward says tax credits were supposed to help hire a sales team until the recession hit and the money was taken away.
I believe it was almost $50,000 in tax credits to develop a nationwide driver web cell phone-based real-time tracking tool that we're bringing nationwide called Elite Extra. It's fairly cutting edge, and now we're poised to really kind of expand nationwide with the sales force. And we had targeted 17 initial jobs that created for the tax credits. I think we hired 7 or 8 and told, well, we didn't meet the minimum, so we're going to pull the rest.
Representative Jeff Smith of Eau Claire says the partnership will focus on these types of stumbling blocks.
I don't think in government our job is to create jobs. Our job is to give the tools to small business who do create jobs.
And James Buchan, spokesman with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, applauds the bipartisan entrepreneurial focus of the group.
We really applaud the legislature for approaching it this way, of trying to seek input and advice from people that are on the front line that really understand what the needs are and can provide some good sound advice.
Nearly 30 people officially serve in the partnership, representing state government, labor, education, and economic development. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.